It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It was a middle-of-the-night announcement. Attorney General Eric Holder said that a suspect had been arrested in the attempted car bombing in Times Square over the weekend. His name is Faisal Shahzad. He's a naturalized American citizen of Pakistani origin, and he is the owner of the SUV that was found in Times Square on Saturday with an improvised bomb inside. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple Raston has been following the story for us, and she's here with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us what you know about this arrest.
Well, authorities arrested Faisal Shahzad at John F. Kennedy Airport about midnight last night. Apparently, he was trying to board a flight from New York to Dubai. And authorities have told NPR that Shahzad had only recently returned from a five-month trip to Pakistan, and he had been living in Shelton, Connecticut.
And the authorities were led to him by what? Because it was JFK Airport. I mean, how did they find him?
No, you're exactly right. The big clue in all of this was the SUV, the Nissan Pathfinder, that had been parked on 45th and Broadway. That was supposed to blow up last Saturday. Authorities say Faisal Shahzad actually bought the car from Craigslist about 3 weeks ago. He paid cash, and there was never any paperwork that was filed with the car. And this is the same car that ended up being driven to Times Square, and it was filled with gasoline jugs, fireworks, propane tanks, clocks that were all supposed to work together to blow this up. And when the explosive device didn't go off, that gave authorities a great deal of evidence to exploit, and that's what led them to this man, Shahzad. The attorney general said last night that Shahzad was arrested, but he didn't give any other details on what he's being charged with. He's going to face formal charges in court in Manhattan today.
Now, the Justice Department says it can prove that Shahzad owned the car, but what do they have to prove that he was the one who took the car, drove the car into Times Square last Saturday?
Well, that's exactly the problem. That's the rub. We're hearing from authorities that they had wanted to watch Shahzad longer. And there had been so many leaks in the media that their hand was kind of forced because Shahzad tried to flee, they say, and they had no choice but to arrest him to stop him from getting on that plane. So we know that they can link him to the car, but it's still really unclear whether they can place him in Times Square on Saturday. And that's what they're going to be working on, I think, in the coming days.
Although, of course, in their announcement, they say just that, allegedly he's the man who was allegedly driving a car bomb into Times Square. So they obviously are intending to put him right there.
One assumes so. But if he has, for example, fingerprints in the car, if he owned the car, that isn't enough, right? But if there are fingerprints, for example, on the bomb components that match his, that might be a way to actually place him more closely to the plot.
Now, it was pretty dramatic. He was actually on a plane as it was pulling out, headed for Dubai. It was stopped, brought back. He had to be taken off. Obviously, there's an international angle to all of this. What do you know about that?
Well, sources have confirmed to NPR that there was something that they found in the SUV that indicated there was an international connection to the plot. It was some sort of forensic evidence, but sources have been really quiet about what it actually is. And, you know, we're trying to be careful not to get ahead of the investigation. Remember, with a case like this, you know, they're following leads, and it's unclear where those leads are going to end up taking them. And clearly, the investigation is continuing. The attorney general came out early this morning, and this is what he said about that.
This investigation is ongoing, as are our attempts to gather useful intelligence, and we continue to pursue a number of leads. But it's clear that the intent behind this terrorist act was to kill Americans.
Now, what we understand is that they thought more people were involved, so I suspect we're going to see additional arrests. And experts tell us that the improvised explosive device that was in the car would have taken about 2 weeks to build, and that would have been hard for anyone to do on their own. So that's part of the reason why they're looking for co-conspirators.
And you know the other leads that they're following?
We have some clues as to what they are. I mean, apparently the SUV, which was supposed to blow up, has provided all this wealth of information. There was a cigarette, for example, that was lit and burning in the ashtray. There could be DNA evidence on that. Officials found fingerprints from several people in the vehicle. That could give them more leads. And then they have hundreds of hours of this surveillance video from both NYPD, New York Police Department cameras in Times Square and from private security cameras. And that may have caught something that would, you know, place people there near the SUV or getting out of the car in Times Square. I mean, the Attorney General said last night, because of the fast-moving nature of this investigation, the Justice Department is not making any other information available. And that's a clear sign to me that there's much more to come.
Dina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's counterterrorism correspondent, Dina Temple-Raston.
And as we learn more of that, much more to come, we'll have updates here on Morning Edition throughout the morning. You can also follow us throughout the day on Twitter, on Facebook, and, of course, at NPR.org.